Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Holson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us this week. Lots of cool stuff going on, as always. Ava, you're here.
I'm here.
Don's up, gallivanting, doing something. We don't know.
What are you He's got do? Real important things
yeah.
going on, so...
And we'll just fly through the show without him.
It'll be fine.
Yeah,
we've done it before.
We'll done good.
We'll do it again.
Hang tight, everybody. We got a lot coming up. Stay tuned for more of Valley Outdoors. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa.
How's it going?
Going well, actually.
Are you enjoying this summer-like weather that we've had
this weekend? It was kind of one of those rut-row, you know, week ago, thinking, uh-oh, the world is crashing into fall and we're going to, you know, be in winter and nothing flat. And now I'm looking at, you know, this coming week, the weekend's going to be, I'm so excited. I'm heading out to the boat this weekend to have some fun and maybe catch some of the last good-looking salmon before they get all dark.
Sure.
So that'll be good. And it's the river is dropping like a rock level wise. So that's going to, once it stabilizes, that'll be kind of nice. So yeah, we're out last week fishing for league event. It was rather a little bit of a struggle.
Was it?
But when you have dramatic changes, it can be a little bit of a struggle too. So no big deal. But yeah, kind of an enjoyable week. And I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I don't know if you looked on almanacs and multiple reports and different models, but it looks like they say that we may have measurable snow by the middle of October.
Really?
Yeah.
Great.
I'm happy about that.
I don't know. I
ski.
Yeah. I've got trick-or-treaters though.
And your point is, doesn't mean it's going to stay on the ground, but it'll be I'm count me in.
I'm so excited for our Halloween costumes this year, too.
Oh, I don't doubt you are. I don't doubt you are. Well, since the summer's not over yet, I've got something that'll give you the creeps. You ready for this?
Sure.
The Lone Star Tick is expanding its range. Here's what hunters need to know. Biggest reason that most everybody doesn't like ticks is they have diseases. From a hunter's perspective, growing concern is called the alpha gal syndrome, AGS, spread by the Lone Star Tick. AGS is an allergic reaction to meat caused by sugars, galactose A1, 3, and the sugar present that's in tick saliva. After the bite, some people develop antibodies which cause severe allergic reactions, hives, nausea, and anaphylaxis to meat and dairy products. In some cases, the allergic reaction is permanent, and the only effective treatment is to stay away from meat, dairy, and other animal products.
Ew. Great. I would suffer.
Historically, Lone Star ticks were confined to the southeastern United States, but warming temps and land use shifting and an overabundance of deer have allowed populations to expand north and west along the Atlantic coast, Lone Star ticks are present as far north as New York, Maine, and Midwest. They exist in Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Ohio. So I know a lot of people do go down to those areas and go hunting. Now, however, they're expanding into Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. Cherry on the top of the whole thing. They're more aggressive than the more familiar black-legged deer tick and the two species of dog tick. The ticks have been described as a cross between a lentil and a velociraptor.
Great.
Yeah.
Love that.
Got it. Got to be happy about that. AGS most common in the Ozarks in southern Missouri, Kentucky, Tennessee area. The survey found that 42% were entirely unaware of AGS. Another 35 weren't sure how to manage it. There was over 110,000 cases in 2010 to 2022, and confirmation likely significantly undercut that because nobody knew what it was. Some say there was over 450,000 people affected by it. So this fall, even late season pheasant and deer, they should be advised to put repellent on your clothing, like DEET, Picardin, lemon eucalyptus oil, and permethrin as well. And spray your dogs at the same time. Those who might point out the obvious disadvantages of being smellier when it comes to deer hunting, consider the trade-off is being able to eat venison for years to come.
Jeez.
Oh, man. Said
I like how it says that those are more aggressive when ours are like super aggressive already.
I know.
Great.
Allergists from the University of Virginia, they said they identified 24 patients with the antibodies to the alpha-gal syndrome. They've been described as allergic reactions developed 3 to 6 hours after ingestion of pork, lamb, or dairy. 2 years later, they reported the antibodies increased 20-fold. And they concluded tick bites might be the primary cause. Ugh. I'm telling you, Ava, that's creepy.
We need more possums.
Yeah, we... Okay. You know, I'm going to save this next story for next week. It's coping with lure addiction.
Oh, is that what you have?
Well, you do know that lures are not meant to catch fish. They're meant to catch fishermen, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. I am excited, though, for our guest today. I am very excited for Tom Wynn. He had a big deal that came out of this last week. And you can catch him all year long if you wanted to learn more about forward-facing sonar. We've had him on the show before. He's a fellow Vexus-sponsored angler. Love my boat. And, of course, you got to look at the video that he had. And that's on NWT going out the first morning. So THU.com is where you'll find it. And you can get an online course on forward-facing sonar. He's one of the best at it. Amazing, amazing, and a super nice guy besides. So going to have him on right after the break. And encourage you guys to hang out because it's going to be good. And you're going to learn some stuff. Maybe about the tournament and what he did. Maybe a little bit. But a lot of things, what's going on out there at Green Bay. Hang tight. Stay tuned. More coming right up.